There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's NBA segment. Jumping right into things here, kind of picking up where we left off on Wednesday with some of the Lakers' struggles. They continued once again Wednesday night. Frank Vogel actually benched Russell Westbrook after going 5-for-17 from the field and just 14 points in their loss Wednesday night to the Pacers. Between LeBron, which we talked about last episode, taking his frustrations to social media, which we were kind of harping on him for, and Russell Westbrook actually left that game early with like a handful of seconds left in the game to avoid reporters. He was already gone by the time the guys got to the locker room and got their showers in. Is the total collapse that we've kind of hinted at for a while now right in front of us and ready to completely implode on this Lakers team?
I feel like they're going to start shopping Russ. They're going to start looking to get him out of there. I feel like that is best case scenario. And credit to Vogel, sitting a guy who turns over the ball, not having a good night down the stretch when you need to fucking score points, and a guy who doesn't really play defense that much, get a guy in there who actually is going to get out there and play D. I feel like props to him for standing up and doing that. Also, Russ, in that case, I feel like, I don't know. He never is a huge media guy anyway, talking to the media. So that doesn't shock me that he just dipped out. I feel like people kind of expected that, but not even to stick around for your teammates. That kind of shows where that situation's at. It's hostile right now in Los Angeles. And we could be on the brink of an implosion, like we have mentioned, you know. It's the snowball is rolling, and I feel like it's doubled in size to once we started talking about it to where we're at right now. It's just if it's going to get pushed to go downhill, that's the question.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not a good look for this team. And just like you said, not sticking around for your teammates. I mean, just you're kind of losing that respect. And even LeBron, when he's been asked about the whole situation of shopping Westbrook and like benching him, things like that, he hasn't come straight out and said, I'm confident in him. Like, I believe in him. He's kind of danced around the idea, not giving the media a straight answer, which.
Yeah, just saying, I'm not involved in that process.
Yeah.
Which is the truth.
Yeah. But also at the same time, if you're looking to keep the coercion, keep your team together as the face of the franchise and the face of the NBA. Like you need this, like, if you truly want to help turn your team around quickly, dancing around the idea and avoiding questions like that, again, is a bad look for him too. And adds to that snowball that you mentioned that is building more momentum. I don't know. I don't know what could be next for, and two, for Vogel. Like, he's been on the hot seat for a couple weeks as far as losing his job. I'm sure now you bench Russell Westbrook and you still lose the game. Is that another notch on his name of, okay, you took this guy out and you still lost the game? Like, bad decision making, but also hindsight's 20/20. Maybe they lose that game by 10 more points if they keep Westbrook in. But I mean, what is it going to take? Moving Westbrook, firing Vogel. What's going to be that last piece that, like, sets this implosion into full effect?
I think it's going to be one of those two options. And LeBron dancing around the questions of that whole situation, I feel like it's actually a good thing, because obviously LeBron has impact on who comes to the team in the offseason. He has no impact on who's staying and how long they're staying. He has no impact on any of that. So him to have a case to bring Russ in thinking that it's going to work. Okay, they've turned things around for a little bit. Russ played a couple good games, not turning the ball over. Back to his old self now and not shooting very well. You find yourself in this position almost halfway during the season. And I feel like him dancing, obviously he can't come out and be like, yeah, I feel like we should get rid of him and get somebody else in here. Obviously he can't do that because he's friends with Russ. And
yeah,
that whole, like, he advocated for him to even come there in the first place. However, I feel like he has to be very picky and choosy about what he says as well, because then this whole thing could seem orchestrated from LeBron, that he runs the organization, you know, like you can't have a player running that. So at some point I feel like they're going to have to make that decision, but I mean, I give props to LeBron for at least answer, you know, he stayed there and answered the media's question. Didn't want to give too much detail. Obviously you don't want to disclose anything. Like Tom Brady always says, you're only getting 10% of what I'm thinking and what I really want to say at all times. And I feel like that's how you got to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Then on to the Nets coach the other night, who ended up blocking the ball on a pass, heading to Kyle Kuzma in the corner for an open three, ended up knocking the ball down. I didn't see what ended up happening on the play. I don't know if they stopped it or not or what happened, but I saw the whole thing happen. And what I got out of it is that it was a turnover because they thought that it was just out of bounds. Nets end up winning by one. What do you think should be the course of action? Should there be any disciplinary action for this? What do you think it should be? And how would you, like, how do you handle this as the NBA?
Yeah, I think a suspension of some sort to that coach specifically and a fine should be addressed to the team. Anytime that your bench interferes with a game, like this is the first time I've seen it happen, like, ever. I'm sure it's happened other times, but this is the only time I could recall ever seeing a coach or a player from the bench interfering with a live ball.
Deliberately.
Yeah. Where, like, I don't, like, the argument of, oh, they thought it was out of bounds, like, whether it's out of bounds or not, like, you never see a coach reaching out to try to grab a ball. The only time that they grab the ball is if the ball is literally about to, like, hit them, like, in their chest, in their face. His arm was fully extended into the line of play to block that ball. Yeah, I mean, this is unlike anything I've ever seen before, so I don't know how the NBA, like, has handled things like this in the past. But yeah, I think that a suspension by the coach, whether it's by the NBA or by the team, and a fine should be addressed to the Nets. Because ultimately, as you said, with that final score, it was 119-118, I think, was the final. Nets win by one. Kuzma had an open three-pointer. That's 3 points. Wizards win by two. If, again, everything in that game went exactly as it did after that made three. So, yeah, it cost the Wizards a game, a team that's trying to fight and claw to stay alive in the East. And the Nets kind of avoided a question mark of, oh, you lose to the Wizards? What's going on there? Now that it's a win, a controversial win at that, it still keeps them alive as one of the top teams in the East. So, yeah, suspension and fines. I mean, the only way to go about it, I don't know how else you do this, but also, again, suspensions and fines, how effective is that? It's pennies in these guys' pockets.
That's why I'd suggest suspend the guy and take a draft pick. Make it actually have an impact. Like you said, what does the money have to do? Take a draft pick. Take a player that they can't take and make it at least like a third rounder, something that actually has an impact, not just like a seventh rounder, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like should happen.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I mean, yeah, that'd have a much more of an impact, a long-term impact of, all right, fine, suspension, and literally a week from now, it doesn't mean anything anymore, where that draft pick is going to affect them for years because of a mistake that guy made. And who knows? Nets still could have won that game. Or even if the Wizards win, it might not affect the season at all. But the fact that you did it, period, when it shouldn't have happened at all, like, there has to be repercussions of that. So, yeah. A draft pick would be better. I mean, add that on top of the fine and the suspension. Like, go all out with it. I haven't seen any early indications as to how they are going to do it, just because they're still investigating it as far as, was it out of play? Was it intentional? Like, what was going on for the actual play itself?
And clearly, the coach is going to be like, oh, I thought it was coming at me.
Yeah.
And clearly from the angle that I feel like everybody saw it as.
Yeah, right down the baseline.
Dude was wide open. Ball was inbounds the whole time. And dude just literally stuck his arm out to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
To help his team's D.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a weird situation. Hopefully they figure it out. But yeah, that concludes today's NBA segment. Be sure to head over to the NHL Talk, where we dive into the Oilers' losing streak and if Marc-Andre Fleury will see a new team before the trade deadline.